so nice to hear it from young and old, isn't it? I mean, I just was thinking that two of my grandchildren came to the Lord when they were 3 years old. And I always think they're never too little and we're never too old. Like Kathy's mother got saved in the nursing home, and it was a miracle. We'd prayed for her for a long time. If you will pull out your prayer cards, and they're for you to keep. Well, you're going to pass them to your neighbor, but I want you to write a request, something that you really is important for you to pray for. Think about this. And then what we're going to do is we're going to pass it to the person near us, next to us, whoever, and then we're going to pray together. And you don't have to go into discussion to your prayer request or go into detail. We're just going to pass them. And then through the year, as you open your Bible and you see this, you'll pray for that person. And while you're thinking of your prayer request, I just want to share one great story that God did for me right here in this room. We did this for ladies' Bible study, and we were to write out our prayer requests. And I was sitting by Kathy, and I would say to her, would you pray for my granddaughter, Paige? She's, you know, not walking with the Lord. She's 17 years old, and she thinks she's an agnostic, and she lives in Florida, and I live in California. And can you just pray for her? And so we prayed for her. And I think it was 2 years we prayed for her in a row. And the third year, she had come to the Lord, and Kathy said she must come to this conference. And so she sat right next to me, and it was Paige and myself and Kathy. And at the end, after we talked about the prayer request and everything, we had a time of worship and prayer where they closed with singing. And I was sitting next to Kathy, and I looked down, and my granddaughter was on her knees on the floor with the tears running down her face and her hands lifted up in worship. This is a kid that came out of a really sad life and came back to the Lord in a miraculous way. She called me one day and she said, Mimi, that's what she named me. And she said, I have to tell you something. I've come to God, and I think I want to go around the world and tell people about him. And so she came to the Lord. She has not left him since. But that year that she had come to the Lord, Kathy and I were sitting here, and she was next to me, and there she was on her knees, and I poked Kathy, and I go, look, our answer to prayer right in the spot where we prayed for her. And I just tell you that story to give you courage that this God hears this. So it's really important. So we're going to give you a few minutes here, and we want you to write down your request, and then I want you to turn to the person next to you, and you can pray over these, and then pass the card, and then I'll be back up. All right, ladies, you've had time to share prayer requests, and if you want to stay after and pray together, that'd be great, but we're going to just finish up here today. Kathy's going to come and close us, and the worship team will come back up, but before that happens, I know that God brought you all here today. Nothing happens that God doesn't know all about it, and I know he drew you here. And I was watching some of you as we were worshiping, and I saw that you came hungry. You really came hungry. We live in a scary world, don't we? I mean, the news makes us anxious, as Lauren said. You know, there's so many things around us. But like we've talked about all day, when you know Jesus, that comfort comes in, that peace comes in that the world does not have, nor does it understand. And that is all the difference. And maybe some of you came here today and you think, you know, I really don't know what these people have, but I want it. If you're not sure that you have ever accepted the Lord Jesus into your life, the scripture says, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to God the Father but through me. It's very clear in scripture, and scripture is not wrong. It is truth. And so we know that Jesus is the way. And many of you know that scripture, that God so loved the world, he sent his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him will not perish, but will have everlasting life. How awesome that would be to be in heaven. And I think of the children that they lost in that flood. They're in heaven rejoicing with Jesus. And you know, if I were their parents, I would be just so thankful that Jesus had them. And there's a hope for us. So I want you all to bow your heads right now and close your eyes. And I just want to give that invitation that if any of you don't know that Jesus is living alive and well in you, that I want you to raise your hand and I'm going to pray for you. So in this room, if you were to pass away tomorrow, do you know you would be in heaven? And if you're not sure and you want to be sure, I want you to raise your hand. It's so simple. We're just going to pray together. So I'm going to wait a minute. Yes, I see that. Yes. Anyone else? There's more. Yes. I'm going to give you just a minute. This is a big decision you're making. It's going to be your birthday. Anyone else? The Lord is just calling you. You came here today for a reason, and maybe this was the reason if you're not sure. Just raise that hand. And I'm going to just pray for you. Any more? Yes. Lord Jesus, you see the hands, and you know those that want to know you. So, Lord, I just pray for them. And you ladies that want to accept Christ, I just want you to say in your hearts the words after me. Lord Jesus, forgive me for my sins. Come into my life and be my Savior and my Lord. I believe in you. And Lord, thank you for coming in. And thank you for giving me eternal life, that I will not perish. Lord, that I will live with you in heaven forever. And Lord, thank you that you're going to bring me the Holy Spirit. And you're going to put him in my life. And you're going to fill me with his peace and comfort. Lord, you send, I will send you the helper. And he is our helper. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for what you're going to do. And I pray, Lord, that no one in this room would lay her head on her pillow tonight if she doesn't know you, that she would not come and accept you as her Savior. In Jesus' name, amen. My grandmother was 70 years old when she came to Christ. She was in Minnesota, and my parents witnessed to her, and she couldn't get it. She said, I'm good Lutheran, I'm fine. And my dad said, but you have to accept Jesus, you have to be born again. And so she was very upset with him. And then one day, she had spent the night at my parents' house, and she came down to the kitchen in the morning, and she said, now I know what you're talking about. I laid in bed last night and I did what you told me and I asked Jesus in my life. And I said to my mom, how do you know she was saved? She says, oh, she was so much nicer. She was kind of a tough mother-in-law. They're going to close with a song. Kathy's going to come up and dismiss you. But I wanted to say that those of you that do not have a Bible, it's not tiny. You're not going to lose it. But they have Bibles over here to give you. So if you will come up front afterwards, if you don't have a Bible, if you accepted the Lord and you want a Bible, come up and get one. They're free. And also, if you want to be prayed for, there is a prayer team that's going to be over here, and they would love to pray for you. Don't be shy. This is an opportunity to have women pray with you. Thank you. God bless you.
Why don't we stand up? We'll sing two more songs here together. Just as I am.
Just as I am, without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, and that thou
as I am without one plea.
Just as I am without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, and that thou biddest me come to thee, O Lamb of God, I come. Sovereign God, O matchless King, the saints adore, the angels sing, and fall before the throne of grace. To you belongs the highest praise.
These sufferings,
this passing time. Under your wings, I will abide, and every enemy shall flee. You are my hope and victory. Praise the Father, praise the Son, praise the Spirit, three in one.
Yes, Lord. We believe that today, Lord. Just like we started this morning, we believe it now more than ever, God, that you are the name above all other names, Lord. And I just pray for myself and for all of my sisters here, God. I pray we would leave here today so full of your spirit. We would leave here today better equipped to live every aspect of our life, living and lifting up the name that is above all other names, Lord. Let us be prepared, Lord, when we arrive at your shores in heaven, Lord. I pray we would be very experienced in lifting up the name of the Lamb of God and the name of Jesus, Lord. It's long awaited, Lord. So we love you and we bless that name, Lord. We praise you this morning. Amen.